swipe, 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 swipe. Online dating. This used to be my favorite pastime. But for a lot of people, including myself, meeting people online was still kind of weird. And even though online dating is no longer a social taboo, you'd be surprised as to how many of us, Gen X and millennials, still kind of cringe when we finally introduce somebody and somebody goes ahead and asks, "So, how did you meet?" And the answer is a very low-key online. Online. I said online. And we're back. Hello again. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Natalie.
How are you, Natalie?
I'm okay. I'm good. This is our first episode.
Technically,
it's the second time we're recording it.
About the 900th hour of recording.
Do you want to tell them why?
Well, I will tell everybody why. Because we spent a whole weekend recording last weekend. And we couldn't figure out why Natalie sounded like she was down the street.
In a tunnel. Inside a car.
With a fan blowing in her face. And it's because she hadn't hit record on her button. And so my mic was picking up her.
I feel like your tone was a little accusatory there.
No. You know I love facts. And that's really all it was.
It is a fact. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
It's okay though. Because, you know, in my own, you know, true fashion, I spent all week last week so worried and nervous about the things I had said. And
here's your second chance.
It really is. It was God sent that you didn't hit record.
See, I did it on purpose. Well, I'm great.
Well. but, you know, now if you hear me letting out these deep, sorrowful sighs of regret and just pain. So it's because pain. I am in pain because I'm sitting here with a heating pad. And maybe that's TMI. But you know what? No. It's not TMI.
We already told the people we're
going to talk about. I'm tired of pretending that women don't get cramps. And personally, if there isn't already a petition for getting days off, I'm going to start one. Because
yes,
fuck that, man. Not only should I now be allowed to work, you shouldn't want me to work.
I don't want you to work. And I also don't want you driving when you're feeling that way.
I don't want to drive.
Even though you drove this morning, but that's different.
That's true. I drove you everywhere. I'm like your monster. Chauffeur. But anyway, so I'm sorry if I sound a little, you know, what's the word here? Puddly, if that's even a word.
I think
like,
it is.
I feel like I'm in a puddle on the floor of sadness. Just put the microphone on the floor. I'll just record from there. So back to the topic, online dating. I really took a hard look at this topic when we decided that we were going to touch on it. And initially, I thought this was going to be like a Q&A on facts that I'd researched about why people feel weird about online dating. But I quickly realized this has nothing to do with anybody else. These are strictly my feelings. But I feel like a lot of people will be able to relate and maybe realize that this is also why they feel weird. So I'm going to share some of my experiences with you that led me to believe the theory that I believe now as to why I was so uneasy about admitting to people that I had met my boyfriend or anybody online. So I'm going to share some of my experiences with everyone. And I have never really shared this with people because I was embarrassed. No, but you know what? I'm not embarrassed actually
you
anymore.
Shouldn't be.
I'm not. And I think now that I look back on it, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? So I think everyone can relate. So
you're
anyway.
You're so brave.
Oh, yeah, you really are. Please give me my Nobel Award.
You're the bravest person I know. I love you so much.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Cut. Let's hug.
But from a distance.
A COVID hug.
A COVID hug.
Okay. So my first experience was actually when I was about 19. 20 maybe. This was during... Okay. Picture it though. MySpace times. Mm-hmm. You took like I would spend like 3 work hours because I only had a computer at work.
This is before we had access to these things on our phones, right?
Right, right, right. This is a desktop PC. Yeah.
Desktop experience.
And I had to like look up hundreds of thousands of free codes online so that my fucking page could have a glitter graphic with a fucking zombie on it. And my song had to be perfect. It had to be a sad song with cat power. God. So this is really when you were just perfecting your profile to be like, this is me, everybody.
Do you remember your name?
No, God, no.
Do you remember my name?
No, not at all, actually. It was
All Cats Are Gray because I was, well, I still am, but back then it was different. I was a teenage Cure fan.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, my God. We're so cool. We're so cool.
We were so cool. We're so cute.
I only remember my email, which still is a currently active email, and it was created in high school when email was new. And I was, first of all, I was going through a Morrissey phase, and
don't we all?
I liked one song of U2, which I hate now, and I still can't fucking believe that they put their free album on my phone. And anyway, so it became a combo of that, and I'm so embarrassed now, like when I go to Nordstrom and they have that email for me, and they're like, "What's your email?" And I'm like, "Oh dear God." Lowercase M, uppercase O. And so it's just like,
can you speak up? I can't.
Yes.
Hear you.
And I'm like, oh, no. Please, everybody, turn the lights off.
No.
So anyway, there was MySpace. And yeah, back to the point of this whole fucking episode is that MySpace was new. And it was truly just such an exciting experience because it was so, so new. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that anybody from Gen Z will even understand what that felt like because they were born into a world
they've always had it.
Always, they can go look at their old pictures, their baby pictures there as to where for us it was just like this huge platform where
it was so exciting.
So fun, so exciting. And you had to go on your desktop. Like it didn't exist on your phone.
And you had to do it when your parents were sleeping.
There was no Wi-Fi, so it was like dial up. So like God forbid the dial up woke them up. And then like when your AOL CD ran out of fucking free hours because you couldn't afford internet, it was just like, oh, I had to go to Blockbuster and get a fucking new CD. Anyway, you'd upload your hours and then you had MySpace. That's if your friend wasn't, you know, at your house hogging up the computer because her mom blocked her. Anyway, so imagine it. It's that time. And it's new and it's exciting. And I ended up meeting somebody online when I was 19 or 20. He was older. He was exactly what everybody's like, you don't want to meet this type of person there. He was
you mean this kind?
Yeah. Oh, you mean he fits the profile. I'm not sure if I wasn't supposed to meet him or if I was.
I forgot what you told me.
This was the bad thing. So I'm going to meet him. And so I was like 20. I want to say I was 20 just so it doesn't sound bad. And he was 32. And he lived like 50 miles away from where I lived.
He lived far.
Yeah. And he was white. Let's not forget gasp, okay, because white. And just, he was in the music industry. He worked with I don't even remember, something with whatever, concerts. And to me, that was so exciting because I was like, music is my life, you know. And so, oh my God, for me, it was just like this, well, you've met who, you know who. And he would, anyway, we'll get into that. So I met this guy online and eventually, you know, things got more serious. He became my first real, real solid boyfriend. And, you know, eventually he had to come over and meet the family. And, of course, everybody wants to know, how did you meet? And I was so ashamed. I was so embarrassed. I was so ashamed because how do you tell your grandma, like, oh, well, there's this box.
Yeah, how do you start?
A screen. And you,
where do you even start?
Yeah, like, how do you explain the internet to her?
Do you know what a computer is? Right. So, I don't really know what point to start at.
Grandma, imagine a TV. And so then it's like, how do you say that to, you know, your grandma? And, and I had to go with like the technical truth, which was, oh, we met at a park. And they were like, I could hear the cheers like, oh, great, great.
Oh, my God.
But it was just the technicality because it was like, yeah, we met at a park 4 weeks after we'd been chatting online day and fucking night.
But no one needs to know.
No one needs to know that. And it's like, but like they didn't follow up with that. They weren't like, okay, but what were you doing at the park alone at night so far away?
Oh, my God.
And, like, you just gave your number to this man? Like, you know, it was, like, nobody cared to follow up. They just knew that I met him at a park the right way. And, yeah, and so that was my first experience with lying about it, was making it a technicality and forgiving myself that way. Like, well, I wasn't technically lying because No, Jesus, hear me out, Lord. Hear me out. Because I did say the truth. It just, I started at the middle. So that was my first experience, was lying for the sake of keeping my family together. Okay, that was my first one.
Beautiful.
Family. And then, you don't know. I got into a relationship. Okay, so now fast forward. Now let's say it's 6-7 years later, okay. Right? And I become single again after a long relationship. And now the dating world has evolved. And iPhones exist. And mm-hmm. There's this whole new world that I have to discover. So and I was new. Quick. I was like, oh, I want
you. You took to it like a duck to water.
Immediately. In fact, I think I was looking for a reason to break up with that man. To be like, oh, no. It's just, there's this new game that I need to play. And I need you to just get the fuck out of my house.
It's Candy Crush.
Yeah. Maybe I'm right. I'll give you all my money. And just keep my credit card on file. And
it's fine.
So I was new into this whole new world of dating. And apps like Tinder existed. And Bumble existed. And... you know, I didn't have to go on a desktop. I don't even own one anymore. And everything was through the power of my phone. Also, I grew up and I looked different. And, you know, I was like, okay, I'm not like some 18-year-old nerd anymore. You know,
yeah, you were never a nerd.
Lucky 13 in my, you know, zombie graphic. Anyway, so times had changed. And also my life had changed. I mm-hmm. now had a career and blah, blah, blah. So it was exciting. So this second time around... once we got to the point where, okay, I'd met somebody and now he's going to come around and meet my friends, etc. I realized there was a new wave of shame, but not from me. Not necessarily from me. I noticed that when...
not from me either.
Not from you either.
Ever.
This was from the others, the non-mentionables. So I noticed that when it got to the point where I would go meet up with friends and take... this person for dinner with me, mm-hmm. my friends who I had carried through from high school, by the way, so let me clear that up. These are friends that I had carried with me and their lives were different than mine. Mm-hmm. These friends chose not to have a career. These friends chose to, you know, be housewives and be moms and be great moms and had, you know, got married and bought a house, and they had a totally different life than I had. Yeah. So
they took a different path.
They took a different path. But so they kind of still existed in that world where they met people in real life. Mm-hmm. And that was normal. And anything else was, you know, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So when I would tell people, oh, here's so-and-so. And then they would ask, oh, how did you meet? And I had to just be like, well, online. But, you know, blah, 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 blah. Just rush over it.
Yeah.
I instantly knew and I felt, I could feel it. The dark cloud of like, oh, and like I could
see.
I swear I could hear them texting already, like their whole circle, like, guess where she met this fool, you know, and
wait till you just, hear this.
Yeah, it's just not gonna work. She always does this, you know, kind of thing. And where does she find them, you know?
Doesn't she ever learn?
I already did a background check. And so there was this whole new wave of like shaming from friends that didn't understand this new world. And, you know, I think what they actually didn't understand was that everybody makes different choices. And yeah. For me, meeting somebody at a young age wasn't an option. It wasn't an option for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't a pretty girl. I wasn't like getting tons of dates and getting hit up. Like, no, I was just cool and I was funny. And it really took me a long time to get that confidence to put myself out there. So
same.
Yeah. That was my second experience, was feeling the shame from my peers I don't want to say they didn't want the best for me, but
maybe they didn't think you knew better or something.
Right. And also, I mean, I'm going to put it out there. Sometimes people wish they would have done what you did. Mm. And sometimes people that got married young...
wish they hadn't.
I could stop here, but I'm not. Wish they hadn't. And they wished, you know, I'm not saying they regret their 100 kids. I'm just saying, like, maybe they wish they'd experienced things with the times as I did or other people did. So a lot of that shame I felt from them, and essentially I discovered that the reason I ever even found myself slightly compelled to lie or go with a technicality or graze over it was because I didn't want anybody messing with my new brand new thing that
your
was
joy.
My joy, my organic pure joy.
Yeah.
of meeting somebody and taking away that happiness, that spark, that, you know, whatever it is from me.
Yeah.
So early on.
Yeah.
I wanted to experience that fully, and I wanted to be able to form my own opinion, and
which you should. That's important.
Right. And not be easily swayed or made or put down or made to feel like it was weird or it was wrong. I wanted to be able to form my own opinion without anybody making me feel any way about it and taking that from me. So that's why I found myself in that position. So I'm sorry if I lied to you, but I'm not that sorry. And guess what? It worked out. Go me.
Go you. So let's talk about the pros and cons of online dating, shall we?
Oh, let's shall.
Let's let's start with the cons for all the haters.
Cons. Everyone is bullshitting. You better assume that their worst picture is their best picture.
That's true. Yeah. Flakiness is definitely one of mine.
Like if they don't show up?
Like they don't show up, or even at the beginning when you're talking. I feel
triggered. Yeah. Okay, because I never show up. Is this about me?
This isn't about you.
Sorry.
I mean, like before you even meet people and like the messaging starts and they just disappear. It's like, hey.
Oh, that's right. Like ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like instant. And I think what irritated me the most was I didn't understand why, how I had already bored them. I literally only said hi back.
You're still typing.
I was still typing hello, and they're like,
and the little type bubble is up. They're like, oh God, I'm bored.
Insufferable. I don't know fell asleep. I hurt
her feelings, so I'm just going to ghost her.
I'm just going to disappear. Fuck her. Yeah, so that kind of flakiness.
sorry, I'm stuck because I'm so excited to tell you this. When, like, I'm imagining Bumble, okay? And you're swiping. Okay. And you get to read their profiles. And when I would read, when I would dare to read that they were an entrepreneur.
Nope.
Get the fuck out of my life. Like, immediately I was like, they sell Herbalife and their BMW is not getting the oil change that it requires. Like, this person, you are... There's no rags to riches story. They're just in rags. Like, they don't own a hotel. They don't know anybody. Like, get the fuck out of here. It's... They're shopping at Express at the sales section. That was God damning me for shaming anybody at how they're dressed. I'm sorry.
Noah.
I just meant to say they're doused in cologne and, like,
but the girls
they're dressed all sharp, but, like, they're gross. Sorry if that's you, okay? But you've just... Don't blame me. Blame your people that have just done me wrong one too many times. Actually, one time, there was this guy that was an entrepreneur, right? For like record label or some shit. And he had, so this is a con. So he had a picture of, it was a group. It was three men. And I was like, oh, cool. So which one are you?
This sounds familiar. I remember
he was
this.
Like, oh, I'm the one with the hat. They all had hats. And I was like, okay, which
take
one?
Your pick.
And he wouldn't tell me which one he was, right? And then it was like the night before we were going to go to a bar in downtown LA or something. And I was like, yo, so I'm really not going to go meet you unless you tell me which one you are, because I still have to send these images through a fax machine to my mom and with your driver's license and your address. Like, I still have to give everybody who you are. So you need to tell me which one you are. Mm-hmm. And he goes, if you are so self-centered and vain that all you care about is what I look like, then I don't want to go out with somebody like you that's so focused on looks. And I was like, great. Okay. So you're the ugly one. Wonderful. I don't care. Like, you're cool.
Answered
like,
my question.
I just wanted to know what the fuck you look like so I can report you to 2020.
Like, to Chris Hansen.
Yeah, I need to know what to tell Barbara Walters when she interviews me after I've been rescued. Okay? It's easy. Jeez. And I remember I was like, yeah, cool. And he was like, really you're gonna do this? I'm like, ugh, yeah, I am.
God.
because look how aggressive you already are. Anyway, that's a con. If they're in a group photo and because that's catfishing. They're essentially maybe possibly using somebody to lure you in with their looks that don't exist.
It's danger.
Sorry,
danger.
I went off on one. Okay. What's another con for you?
Another con for me was, well, hold on, my phone is buzzing because my grandma is desperately trying to call me. She's out of control. But all it is that I didn't take her groceries yet. I have them.
How dare you.
They're in the car. I have them. They're literally in the garage. I just haven't driven over there yet. I'm sorry.
Tell her you're busy being a recruiting, stare.
Recruiting. I'm recruiting. So let's see here. I had flakiness. Also, I had tried to, so where do I start? I worried a lot about how I was seen, like how men saw me,
which is another episode.
That's a whole other episode altogether.
I don't care what you think anymore.
The gist of it is that I constantly worried that maybe they'd meet me in person and think, oh, you're bigger than I thought. So I wanted to make sure that my photos represented that.
Did you ever find yourself saying, oh, I'm a big girl, or I'm a chubby girl, or oh, since when do you like curvy? Like, did you ever find yourself kind of doing one of those things, like where you're?
I know I found myself trying to like justify it for some reason. Like I would be like, well, just so you know, before we meet, I mean, I am chubby, but I'm super cute, and that wasn't even that long ago, but I look back now, I'm like, why did I say that? Who gives a fuck?
Well, this was pre Me Too times.
God,
because everything changed after Me Too.
That's true. I didn't think about that. But I worried about that a lot, and I shouldn't have.
No, and you know what? I have news for everyone that's chubby or thinks they're chubby or whatever. For anyone that's like, oh, I just want to make sure I don't look fat. Guess what? We all look fat. If you're fat, you're fat, and we can tell.
That's fine.
And it's okay.
It's totally fine.
You're beautiful. Because as my brother once told me, if they're talking to you and they like you, it's because they like you. Aww. They know, they can see you. They know what you look like. Mm-hmm. They're not blind. And so don't worry about it.
That's really sweet.
I know. My brother's.
He's so sweet. Yeah, so what was my point? Let's see here. I worried about, did I look the way I actually looked in my photos, because I didn't want anybody meeting me in person and looking disappointed, because I don't think I could handle that. My heart would have broken.
The rejection of meeting them in
very
person.
Sensitive. Very
well,
sensitive.
I think that's a thing, which is a pro that turns into a con. A pro being that you get to avoid having to meet people in real life.
Yeah.
But like essentially, you have to meet them.
Yeah.
So there's no hiding if you want to go for it.
There really isn't. My solution at the time was to try out a big girl app. A big girl dating app. Yeah. Because I figured they'd know what they were getting.
You didn't have to wear a flag.
I didn't have to wear a flag. I didn't have to wear, what did you see?
Hamburger pants.
My cupcake t-shirt. I like sweets. But what I found on there, I went on one date.
I'm just thinking about all the clothes that they would make for like curve size women, and they would have like cupcakes and cakes and
awful
and like pizzas.
I mean, I love pizza.
Were always like these bright fucking colors. Ugh. Like this fuchsia,
like a beacon.
And these turquoise, and it was like, what the fuck? Anyway,
that's also for a whole other episode. That's another episode. Damn it.
I'm just thinking, like, did they expect you to wear that kind of clothes?
Probably.
God, with the cupcake top hat. Cherry on top.
Oh, God. I did go on one date from that site, and he was very nice. But I got a lot of really gross messages, and a lot of men that just, like...
It was like a fetish.
They have like, a fetish, which no one is shaming that. Like, we're not, you know, gonna...
But you were there for love.
I was there for love. I didn't want someone to date me just because I was a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them to like me and my personality and my sense of humor, which is amazing.
Duh.
And I didn't feel like I was finding that there. I remember I was talking to a guy on there who seemed fine at first, and then suddenly he started talking about what he wanted me to eat, and like, oh yeah, we could go walking and you could eat candy and cookies, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh,
delete.
You could just inject the sugar.
It was disgusting. It made me feel so gross.
He brought you a gift that was just like,
here you go,
boxes of lard,
Tootsie Rolls.
Here you go. Ew. Oh I'm so glad you didn't.
So that made me feel really icky. So that was definitely a con for me. I didn't just feeling like oh god, where am I enough? Am I not enough? Like, am I too much?
Like, where do I belong?
Where do I belong?
But you know what? That going back to the previous, like, before Me Too times, mm-hmm. really this new wave of thinking for people where mm-hmm. curve is accepted mm-hmm. is new. Okay.
It is.
And it's not, it didn't even exist 2 years ago. Like, even 2 years ago, it was still a bad thing to be curved, to be anything. So, and I remember I went on a date with this guy that I didn't even want to go on a date with. Okay. He was like my cousin's friend or something. And he kept insisting he was and I'm air quoting, a comedian.
Okay.
Just like with zero humor. And, anyway, he kept insisting, and finally I agreed to go, and I only agreed because I was probably hungry and needed food, and then, and I went, and I remember when he finally got there, he was late, and when he finally got there, he made this huge deal about how he'd driven all the way from Orange County, and he left a wedding to, like, come meet me, and I was like, yeah, great, go back, like, I really don't care, and you know, like, you wanted this, I don't know what to tell you. So then during the date, once we were, you know, all right, progressing here, he started like saying, so why do you wear black? No, but tell me, but why do you always wear black? Like, give me the real answer though, why do you wear black? And I was like, well, do you want me to start at the beginning, 1994? Like, where do you want me to say it was the cranberries? And, you know, like, where do you want me to go from here? And eventually the point is that he wanted me to say, I wear black because it makes me look thinner. Mm-hmm. But that's not true. And fuck you.
Yeah.
So when I realized that that's what he was getting to, like, hey, you look different in real life. And I was like, oh, really? I wish you looked different in real life because, like, you look like a toad and I'm a princess that gave you a chance. Like, what? You know, my mind was just like, how are you dare kidding me? Like, you begged me to go on this date. Yeah. And even if I look any kind of different in real life, like, you in a picture don't even look like anything that I, you know, like, it was just, anyway,
it's insulting. I ended up
ordering a ton of sushi.
Good.
And dessert.
Fuck yeah.
And then,
yes, I will take this to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, and I remember I'm never impolite. I'm never rude, and I was just
I love being rude, and I hardly ever get the opportunity to do it, and I love it. I get such joy.
I feel too guilty, and I wasn't, only because I didn't want any weird beef between him and my cousin, who also,
I forgot about that.
I don't even know his last name. Like, I'm not close to that part of the family, so it wasn't even like, oh, you know, it's going to break up their friendship.
Right.
They've been friends for 30. No, anyway, that guy to this day still looks at my Instagram stories. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's probably getting his jokes from me. Disgusting. I'm suing you.
That's right.
TM, trademark everything I say.
I'm going to be your attorney.
Thanks.
I'll defend you in the court of law.
We won. And guess what? We'll be anyone's attorney. Okay.
We're here to support you.
We're here to support you. We hate everyone.
I mean, I feel like that whole misrepresentation thing goes both ways, because I know that I definitely had been talking to a guy that I really liked, and he was really funny and nice, and I kept looking at his pictures, and I was like, okay, you look this way. I've seen all of your pictures. You've sent me pictures. This is how you look. And then I met him in person, and my gut instinct, the first thing I thought was, this is a completely different person.
He was waving at you, and you were like, who's he waving at? Who is that?
He looked nothing like, he was either both ways, he was cute, he was attractive, but I was like, that's a completely different human being.
It's false advertising.
It was really scary. It kind of felt a little bit Twilight Zone.
You were catfished, and you were like, when is Neve coming out? And his little sidekick. I would say another con is the most on the surface con is they could kill you.
Oh, Jesus.
And so
that's always an option for men, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I could just be a murderer.
Yeah. I could just kill
you, if I'm upset.
Rape kit in my car.
Ugh.
So I would say that you really don't know who you are meeting.
No.
So it's good to do your homework, which leads us straight into the pros, is that you can screen people.
You love this part.
I love screening people. Oh, my God. I don't even need their full name. I just need the first letter and the color of their eyes. And then, like, I am going to find out everything. Because you can, I love that you can screen people.
Yeah.
You can get to know them. You can look at everything that's available.
You always helped me with that. You always screened mine. Because I didn't really know what to look for. And you were like, let me just take your phone. And you were like, and you suddenly knew where they were born. Mm-hmm, you knew where they worked. Mm-hmm. Their mom's name. Who their teacher was in the third grade.
That's right.
You had their address. Mm-hmm. You had their birth, you know, their sign. Why their not? Social security number. And I felt their safer blood suddenly. Type. Their blood type.
Well, it's because it's just scary out there. And part of the fun of online is that you don't have to get to know them the hard way. So you don't have to waste a ton of outfits to know, like, you know, they went to Tweety school. Like, you know already where they come from and kind of an idea. And you can share this info with your friends and somehow normalize them, make them relatable, make them safe. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you have a mutual friend and it makes it easier. It takes some of the edge off, like, when you're meeting somebody for the first time. And vice versa. I'm sure the other person feels they could do the same. So that's a pro for me, was being able to screen people and getting to decide ahead of time, I don't like you, or I don't like your religious views or your political views.
Any of it,
Or, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. A pro for me was that it helped me kind of brush up on my social skills. I was a late bloomer. I started dating, like, much later. I was not good at it. Very awkward. I was shy. So as I started dating more, it got easier. It got easier for me to talk and, like, keep a conversation flowing. Mm-hmm. And you would always encourage me. You'd be like, just keep doing it. Keep going. Like, even if it felt like it went wrong, that's fine. Keep going, because it's just going to get easier. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. I encourage everyone. You've always been my cheerleader. Keep going.
So that's one of my pros.
I would say a pro for me was also, and this applies to anything. I mean, even people that you don't date, just people that you can meet online. It's really, really cool to be in a time where you can meet somebody from, like, a totally different country and be cool and realize, like, yo, we have the same sense of humor or they're really, really kind. I actually made one of my closest friends from Mexico City there that way. He was my friend on Instagram out of nowhere, too. It was like, oh, who's this guy? And then I ended up going to Mexico City. You know, you were there. And we met up with him. And then every time we go now, we meet with him and his family and his mom and his daughter and his wife. So that's another really, really cool thing about meeting people online is that, A, you get to meet people from all around the world that before you wouldn't have been able to. And also, you don't have to date everyone you meet online. Right. You can just make friends.
This was another thing that you had to teach me.
Because you'd be like, he's my husband. Like, is he my husband?
Does he like me? I don't know. I like him. I don't know. And you're like, you don't have to date this person.
Right.
And it's like, oh.
Yeah, you could just meet a lot of people. I met so many cool, cool people that are still my friends today. And that was the way. Yeah. And that's how I did it. And so I would say, if you are somebody that would like to open yourself up, do it. Open yourself up. Meet people. Put yourself out there.
Yeah.
It's a pro. That's a pro.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which leads me to the conclusion
of
this episode.
Our first episode.
Our first episode that we recorded for the third, fourth, fifth time.
Only twice.
Here's the advice that maybe you don't want, but you're going to get.
Whether you like it or not. Whether
you like it or not. My advice to anybody, having been somebody that was in multiple relationships and both in real life and meeting people in real life and online, my advice to you is, God is never going to bring anybody to your doorstep. If you think that FedEx man is just going to one day propose to you, that's just not going to happen. The world is not putting anybody at your door. So please, if you want to meet people and are in that place in your life, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. There are a lot of pros and a lot of cons to online. But ultimately, It's a very fun experience, and you never know who you are going to meet. I highly recommend it. And just remember, if you're struggling with anything like an insecurity or, you know, previous experiences where you feel like, you know, you came from something awful or you fucked up before and you don't know how to move forward, just remember this. You're all worth it. Everybody's worth it.
Yes.
Everybody's worthy of love. It doesn't matter what happened before. We're learning. This is new. So if you are new to online dating, or you've been online dating and you are still feeling any kind of way, negative way about admitting that you met people online, or still coming to terms with being able to say that out loud, we just say, hey, don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that you know nowadays do meet people online. So be open about it. There's no shame to it. There's no stigma anymore.
Mm-hmm.
These are new times. And, you know, I think we're going to cut it there, because I could talk for hours and just nobody needs that. Thank you so much for joining us in our first episode. And please tune in next week to see what shenanigans we come up with.
Please do.
Don't forget to look us up on Instagram at crynow_smilelater_pod. And look for us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yes, please do. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.